You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last we spoke about the Machloikis, the Tzlach, the Gdogim of Avam, and Rav Kiveger. They're arguing in Pshat and Rosh, whether the Rosh said that the reason a woman cannot be Moitzi a man in Birkas HaMazon, Gemara has a Shaila, can a woman be Moitzi a man in Birkas HaMazon? Words that if women are Potter of Midaraisa, they have only the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon can't be Moitzi Midaraisa. And the Rishonim have a kasha from the Gemara with Shimon ben Shetach. The Shimon ben Shetach, it says over there that if he ate a kazayis of Dagon, even though it's called the most Rishonim, the way it comes off in the Gemara is that a kazayis Dagon is Darbanan. And we might see Yanai Melech, they assume that Yanai Melech and Malkasa, Mistoma had a good meal. They taka go into there, what's called a good meal, meaning we all know what a good meal is, but nowadays, for instance, we don't eat so much bread. We don't eat so much bread. We, you know, it's not so. We eat more. Our grandparents, our parents, ate bread. Right? That's what I always remember. They ate bread because that's probably the staple in Europe. That's what they ate. But we eat, you know, meat and this. Is that called savata? It's a big shot on the poiskim. If you have savata, bread, you have a small amount of bread, but a lot of meat, a lot of fish, a lot of whatever it is that goes together with a lot of dips. But I upon them, the is that called spheres? They go into that taka. Maybe that's a Dorbanan, so they're both Dorbanans. But that's Rishayim's kasha. So the Rosh answers basically is that really you could be might see somebody even without eating because of the din of Arvis. Kol Yisrael Raven Zebezeh, Af Bishi Yatsa Maitzi. You don't have to eat. You only have to eat because of a technical reason, either because Nevar Shachalnu, you can't say it, or it looks like a Bikas Hanenin, because then there's no din arvis. So why can't the woman be Moitzi man? Ve'isha ain't a Bechlala arvis. That's the Lashon HaRosh. Ve'isha ain't a Bechlala arvis. So over here, the Dagam of Vava understands that to mean Isha ain't a Bechlala arvis. Women don't have arvis. That means according to the Dagam of Vava, a woman cannot be Moitzi man in Kiddush if she was already Yaitzi Kish. Let's just make sure we understand that. If a woman is making Kiddush for herself, Avadashki be Moitzi a husband, because that's Shemei Koin. It has not to do with arvis. But if she was already Yaitza Kiddush, let's say a woman made Kiddush, so a woman taka do that, their husband comes home late from shul, well, he doesn't tell her he made Kiddush too, but he did that. And the Mela, she wants to now be Maitzi your husband, so that's Arvis already. According to the Dagam of Ava, there's no Arvis there. Rav Kiveger argues on that. Rav Kiveger says, why do women have Arvis? The Rosh never meant to say that women don't have Arvis. He meant to say in benching, since they're potter from benching, they have no Arvis. In other words, the klal of Arvis is, do you say the Arvis is that if you're chayiv in the mitzvah, you're an arv in the mitzvah. But if you're potter, like Birkas HaMazon, then there's no Arvis on it. So Mimela, what does it come out? It comes out that Kiddush, Avada woman has Arvis, because she's chayiv in Kiddush. Birkas HaMazon she doesn't have. But we're focusing on the second machloikis of the of what comes out from their words. According to the Dagam of Vava, what's the only reason a woman can't be Moitzi a man in Birkas HaMazon? Because she's an Isha. If it would, let's say Lu Yatsuya, you would have a somebody's potter from Birkas HaMazon. We don't have such a reality. The Torah would say a redhead is not chayav Birkas HaMazon. According to Tzlach, he could still be Maitzi. Why? Because even though he's not chayav in the mitzvah, he's an arev on that mitzvah. Now, we spoke about last week, so does that mean according to Tzlach, there's arvis a Yisrael to a Kohen? Correct. Exactly, that's what we spoke about last week. According to Rav Kiveger, there's no arvis a Yisrael to coin. There could be other things, toichocha, koifen ala mitzvahs, whatever that comes from. Chet bezin's mechuyev to be koifen ala mitzvahs and so forth. But akoponim, yech shiya, according to Rav Kiveger, you don't have arvis in a mitzvah you're potter from. In other words, as far as what arvis does, now, does that mean that according to the Tzlach, that there's arvis from Yisrael to coin, that Yisrael can be mitzi a coin, let's say if you hold, we've gone through Machloikis of Chazenish and Beisalevi, whether it is Shemei Ka'oine by Birkas Kahane. So those sheetas that hold it, there is Shemei Ka'oine. For Bitzal Koyin, the Chazenish, would Yisrael be able to do it? So he said, Pashtus, not. Why? Because to be Moitzi someone in Birkas Kahanim is not like words, it's not like making Kiddush, right? I could be Moitzi somebody in Kiddush, even though I'm potter from Kiddush. According to Tzlach, if a woman wouldn't be, according to Dagmar Vava, if a woman would not have Arvis, she could be Moitzi in Birkas HaMazon. Why? Because the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon is to say these words. A woman is also doing a mitzvah. Could be she's potter from the mitzvah. But Birkas Kahanim, it's not the pshat, you're just potter from Birkas Kahanim. it doesn't have the shame Birkas Kohanim, because to be called Birkas Kohanim, it has to be a Kohen that's doing it. Otherwise, that's not called Birkas Kohanim. It's not just the words, it's that the Kohen's giving a bracha. The question we're going to be dealing with, I don't think we mentioned it last week, but we'll start with this Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim, in Kufta Zayin, Amar Ba'achar Ba'yankiv, Suma Potter Meloy Mahagoda. A Suma, a blind person, is Potter from Agoda. Pashas Mashi, even though he's chayv in mitzvahs, but Agoda he's Potter from. Why is that? Ksiv Hacha Bavur Zeh. Right, it says Bavur Zeh. It says that Vigarat Levincha Bayayimahu Bavur Zeh Asali Hashem Mitzayisim Mitzrayim. V'ksiv hasam, it says by Ben Sar Meirer, Benenu Zeh. Yeah, Benenu Zeh. And Gemara Darshan's in Sanhedrin, Benenu Zeh means you have to point him. And if his parents are blind, there's no din of Ben Sar Meirer. Malaholim Prat Lasuma of Kam Prat Lasuma. Okay? In other words, it has to be that it says, since it says Bavur Zeh, like Rashi says in Chumash, Bavur Matzo Meirer, and he can't point it, he can't tell you this is Matzo Meirer because he's blind. He's potter from doing Haggadah. He's potter from the mitzvah of Haggadah. So blind person is potter from Haggadah. Now, Pasha doesn't mean it's a Gzeresha. It means it's the same type of drasha. Just like by Ben Sar Meirer, it says Zeh means you have to be able to see. So too over here, Zeh means that you have to be able to see the matzah and marah. Okay. Frek the Gemara. Ini, is that true? Ini, v'ama me'emar. Me'emar says, shaltinu l'rabanan de bei Rav Yosef. I asked the Rabbanan, I guess it means, I don't know exactly the Rabbanan, the house of Abyezov, maybe the Bachum state. I mean, when we were in Eretz Yisrael in the 72, we stayed in Eretz Yisrael to, you know, go home for a third cousin's wedding in those days, right? You stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So we ate with our Rosh Hashiva Taka. We ate together with them. So if I says, tell me them stayed there, right? The Bianca Volinsky, the Ritvaz on Yerushalmi, said when he came to Volozhin the first night, so he was invited to the Beis Halevi's Seder, the first night to the Netziv. He says the Netziv came in dancing, singing, and all kinds of things, and they gave out a nice small amount of matzahs, this and that. Well, Mamasha, the next night he was invited to Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi comes in till he started, you know, it had to be 96 minutes, you know, real brisk shitas, and it says, Yochin Shulchanoi, so basically put this down and put that, this is like brisk's hold, that's part of the mitzvah Seder, you got to do it at night also. It says, well, you do all the mitzvahs at night, so this is all part of the night, and then they said, the God of real stone, then they came out with matzahs, each guy got a shear. He said it was so big, burnt to crisp, right? Mamish black as charcoal. Beis Halevi just said everything slow and seriously. And he said they were the two best seders in his life. That's you have over here Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes. They're both made. So Gemara says, who said over the Godo, man the Amar God be Rabbi Yosef? In the house of Rabbi Yosef, who said? Now we know Rabbi Yosef was blind, that the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amru, they said, Rabbi Yosef. He asked, Man Amar Garat Rav Sheshes, that Sheshes also blind. Gemara Kedushin, both. Amru Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara is bothered. How could it be, if a Suma is Potter from Haggadah, how could it be Moitzi others in Haggadah? Right, that's the question. How could it be Moitzi others in Haggadah? Now, Parshat Pshat means Shemei Kaina. If you're Potter, how could you be Moitzi to others? Right, it's known, if you look at the Maaser Rav from the Goyen, that the Goyen used to say the Haggadah, and everybody kept quiet. He would be mitzi others. Okay? But Akoponim, the Gemara's question is, how could Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes Lopata say Haggadah? And the Gemara's teretz is, they held that Matzah b'zman hazeh is derabbanan. And if you hold Matzah, in other words, it's Machloikis, if Matzah's tolling in the Korban Pesach. Right? If it's totally in the Korban Pesach, we paskin not. We have a special pasuk, the matzah b'zman hazeh is deraisa. But according to this mandam, a ravam, that matzah b'zman hazeh is derabbanan, because we have no Korban Pesach. And b'meila, God is derabbanan, bavur zeh. Just like the matzah derabbanan, that God is derabbanan. Oh, if it's derabbanan, chazahu mechayv asuma mid derabbanan, that's what comes out of his Gemara. And b'meila, derabbanan can be mitzi derabbanan. But if you hold matzahs deraisa, then a suma who's part of from saying a gadol cannot be moitzi others. So I had this question many years. I found finally a few years ago someone asked it. It always bothered me. According to Dagon Mavava, who cares if this suma is part of from a gadol, but l'maisa he has arvis on it. A suma is chayv in mitzvahs. He has arvis, that's a mitzvah. I mean, male, according to the Rav Kiveger, Bishma quote of Kiveger, if you're potter from a mitzvah, you're not an arev on the mitzvah. So suma is potter from this mitzvah, so you can't be an arev in this mitzvah. Can't be mitzi somebody. But Masha'en came, according to Dagon Mavava, what does he say? What's the reason the Isha can't be mitzi a man in Bikas or Muslim? Not because she's potter, it's because she has no arvis. It's a special din that women have no arvis. But this suma has arvis. So if he has arvis, in Rabbeinu Chananel, it's even a gear, so which you don't need necessarily, but he says, suma posel meloimar gada. A suma, not just potter. Ish is not potter from Bikas, posel. Ish is potter from Bikas Mazel. But the shame Bikas Mazel has, a woman, we know, woman benches, she gets a mitzvah. Gadla mitzvah isa mishena mitzvah, it's still called a mitzvah. But a Yisrael will get up and fight that there's an is, of course, you know, be mevarach. But we're not going through that. Stam, even if there'll be no issa for Yisrael to mevarach, it's not the shot he did a mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah issa. That's absurd. It's not called a ma'isa mitzvah because he has no koyach, like we said, to give a bikkas kanim. He's not a koyin. So Befal saying over here, it's not the shot the suma is just pot. The Torah would have said, people over 6 feet tall are potter from a gadda. Okay, it's potter. I don't know, it's potter, but it's, what's wrong with a gadda? He's saying it's possible. He can't do it because the pshat is he has to be able to say, this is the reason we went out is because of this, right? So Memelet's missing in his action of doing a gada. So according to Tzlach, according to Dagon Mavava, that's the reason he can't be Maitziyu, it's because it's not called on a gada. That's, I believe, is the correct teretz, and especially with this gersa of the Rebbeinu Chananel, it's very geschmack. Puzzle, Meloyma. You never said somebody, he's puzzle? What do you mean he's puzzle? You have a din. Assume echas be'ein of his potter from Riya. It's not right. Puzzle. Okay, you could come up with reasons that why the Torah potted him, but it doesn't matter. There's a few people in Riya. You have pturim, person who's a this, a person who's that. Gemara has a few exceptions that are potter. That's a ptur. This is puzzle. I think it's a puzzle. Now I want to say though a pilpul just to answer this kasha, and we've done the nekudas over the years. So it's a good chazara, but as we know, suma is a whole gemara, right? Yeshiva Zayin Bava Kamas in Achayvel, right? There's a man d'amar, Rabbi Yehuda, that says suma potter mitzvahs. A suma mechalas potter mitzvahs. Now, it's not clear in the gemara who argues on it, if they do argue on it. But all the Rishayim say that, we mentioned it yesterday in Minchas Chanashir, Paskin, it's a lach and shulchan aruch, Gabe Shliach Tzibur, that a Suma could be a Shliach Tzibur, right? It could be Moitzi others. However, the Magen Avraham, we shouldn't bring a Rabbeinu Baruch Hu, I believe the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shofar is choshed by the Raisa of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham, a Rishon, paskins that a Suma is part of the mitzvah, like a Behuda. He's part of the mitzvah. Okay, so, and the Rishonim argue, and we'll see what their argument is, why. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says to be choshish for Rabbeinu Yerucham's shita as far as the rices. For instance, a suma should not blow the shofar because he's part of from shofar, right? Okay, so he can't blow that. But that's Rabbeinu Yerucham's shita. What's the Rishon's kasha? Rishon asks that Rabbeinu Yerucham is nitchem halacha because it is Gemara Pesachim. What does Gemara Pesachim say? That a suma is part of from Leimar Gada. Why is he potter from Leimar Gada? Because of a drasha. So Rishayim asks Rabbeinu Yerucham, if he passed like a Yehuda, right? So assume he's potter from all mitzvahs. Why do you need a special pasuk to potter him from a Gada? It's a general rule. He's potter from everything. Lul of Shaifa and everything. So man, if he's potter from everything, you don't need a pasuk. Elamad. The stomach of Gemara is telling us that assume is chayiv mitzvahs, and this is the exception. This is the kasha of Rabbeinu Yerucham. So many years ago I said a vart. Later on I found, there are achrayim who do say that, not earlier, but we'll start with the Tosfos of Rosh Hashanah. What's that? The Gemara talks about, you just finished Rosh Hashanah, right? Who was last week? Is he wasn't here? Right? Are you still in Lashon Hara?
Yesterday.
Yesterday finished. Okay. So it's so this is fresh in your mind. Okay. The Gemara says that the shaila is if women can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So what's the shaila? So machlokes rishonim. Rashi holds it's Baal Tosef. Okay, Baal Tosef at least. Right? Shia, you're learning Daf Yomi, right? So Rashi holds Baal Tosef or like Baal Tosef. So you forgot Erevin. Over there Rashi says, what? Like Baal Tosef. Okay, Baal Tosef. But in other words, a woman shouldn't do mitzvahs. So in the Gemara Tzushtals to this din, the din of a woman doing smicha on karbonis. Can a woman do smicha on karbonis? Right, we know that the din is bnei Yisrael soimchin v'lo bnei Yisrael, and as machlekas tanaim, if she could do it, if she wants to. So Gemara says, if you hold she could do it, she could blow a shofar. If you hold you can't do it, she can't blow a shofar. Which means according to Rashi, that's the machlekas tanaim. If there's baal toisav or kib baal toisav, but no, toisus and all the rishonim argue on Rashi. They say a vada woman could do any mitzvah she wants. There are a few that there's a problem. What? Smicha, because you're doing avoda bekarbonis. Besides the mitzvah, we're allowed to do it because that's the mitzvah. But if they don't have a mitzvah, how could it push away the issa of avoda bekarbonis? Or how could you blow a shofar? It's a kshir, clay shear, right? So we're allowed to do it because that's the mitzvah. But maybe they're not allowed. That's the how do we shame learn it? Okay, so Tosis goes into the same thing. Can a woman make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's part of from? So we know I don't know if any's fired them here, I don't think so today, but we know we Ashkenazim do. The Sfaradim don't. Let's first start with the Sfaradim. That's a base, which is a Rambam. The Rambam holds that a woman can't make a bracha. How could she say, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu? I'm not mitzvah, so it's a lie. And therefore, it's also a question of a bracha levatala. And the Rambam holds bracha levatala is a question of a deraisa. Tosis argues. We'll get to the end of what Tosis comes out. So we don't, if we don't finish the shir today, you don't tell your wives not to make a bracha. We do make a bracha because we hold that Ashekichan mitzvahis of tzivana means klal Yisrael's mitzvah. And a bracha vatal is not derais, and therefore it's a true statement. Ashekichan mitzvahis of tzivana al natilas lulav. I know it's technically, I could say it right now without taking lulav in the middle of the year. Because I'm thanking the Baruch Hashem. Thank you for giving me the bracha of natilas lulav. Okay, fine. That's how we pass. So Tosis goes into this.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
Tosis says that a woman could make a bracha. What's his raya? So interesting Gemara. Listen to this, and this is a we'll keep in mind. It doesn't look like we'll do it. Finish today a bar mitzvah suda. Why do we make bar mitzvah sudas? Anybody know? Remember? Yam Shishloim, exactly. Based on the Gemara we're about to say in Merubah, the Gemara says Yosef said Gemara two play, but the Gemara Tosi brings over here in Bava Kama. Yeah, Amar Yosef. Mikara pei zayin, if you want to look it up. Manda amar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. If somebody would tell me the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is pater from mitzvahs. Rabbi Yisrael, like we said before, was a sagi nari, he was a suma. If somebody would tell, I would make a vidna yumatav l'rabbanan. Where did we have that expression? Where is that? Ababaya, kat chazina, tzum rabbanan, the mesayma mesichta, a vidna yumatav l'rabbanan. I'll make a yomtav l'rabbanan. I mean, a nice suda, Rashi says. Right, that's the minhag to make a suda by a siyam. So Rabbi Yosef said, if somebody would tell me the halacha is like Yehuda, that a suma doesn't have to do mitzvahs, the suma is potter mitzvahs, I would make a big suda. Why? Because I'm potter, and I still do the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef did mitzvahs, and therefore I get extra credit. I'm doing mitzvahs even though I'm potter. Then when he heard that Rabbi Chanina said, Godla mitzvah v'oisa, and we all know the reason is because the Yetzahara, right, steps in. Somebody's part the woman to take a lulav that she loves. Us, we got to go to work. We're working, we're running. So it's hard, A woman has time to daven. She's private davening anyway. So she has a yetzer for that too. But other things like that. So he said, if somebody would tell him the halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, that's where the Rishon get that there could be, who are, someone argues on Reb Yehuda. Then I would make a Yom Tov. Why? Because if somebody would tell me the halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, right? And I'm chayv in mitzvahs, then I'm a godla mitzvah, I see, I see mishra mitzvah, and make a vidna yumetavel or a bonin. But what do we see from that Gemara, just daga, that's what Shlomo mentioned, Yom Shlomo, that when you become a mitzvah v'aisa, you make a suda. So Cotton, yesterday he was ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, today he's mitzvah v'aisa. That's one of the reasons, there's other makaris too, but that's the Magen Avraham, I believe, brings him Yom Shlomo and the Meruba Taka. Yom Shlomo has a whole thing about that. Rav, he didn't go to any place unless it was a sudas mitzvah. What is a sudas mitzvah? Exactly. Right? Bar Tzadik, they had come out of sudas mitzvah every day. Because a tzaddik would learn 40 blad a day, so and he wouldn't, and then he would eat, make us. He wouldn't eat unless he made us see him. So make a cheshbon. Even the big mesechtas, right? See, I don't know if he fasted or whatever, but he that's when he made us see him. Right? There was a certain it was a huge Talmud Chacham. I forgot his name. And Litta, 80 blad a day he used to learn. 80 blad. Moshe Matcha Epstein. Now, he finished Mishnais once a month, but Shas, I think, once a year, right. Okay, that people do that. But Akoponim, but there were people who used to do 70, 80 blad a day. This fellow, he was a big genius, I forgot his name, right before the war. Like he was killed in the war. And he was a Shem Dov in the Yeshiva Shevald. So, you know, he's like, time, look at Pai, says, how do you not have a Bekias? How's 80, learn 80 blad a day? You couldn't understand how a person can learn 80 blad a day. Okay, but Akoponim, say the Chazonish used to sometimes say, sometimes I spend 40 days on one blot, and sometimes I do 40 blot in one day. That's what the Rebbe Yehuda. Now, listen to what Tosfos says on Meir D'Gazach. So he says like this, Asuma, if at the beginning we held, Rebbe Yehuda, Asuma's part, if somebody would tell me Lalach HaZak Yehuda, I'll be very happy. Why? Because I'm doing mitzvahs, right? I'm doing the mitzvahs on part, Lulav, Shaifa, and so forth. He says, but what about the bracha? Would he make a bracha? So Tais is assuming that if you don't make a bracha, if you're pata, if you say women don't make bracha pata, that means he wouldn't make a bracha because he's pata from the mitzvah. Why should he go ahead and make a bracha when it's a bracha of atala? Right? Even though one less, yeah, but who says there's an issue from dude? We'll talk about that later. But Akoponim, he says, let's read the lashon. Umutaris levarach, the woman, I mean, says, Afgab to it, Teda. That meaning Bachoivel, Amar Vyesu, Mikara Amri, Manda Amma. If somebody would say to me, Amri, I used to say, I'm sorry, Manda Amma Allah Abuda, Allah Zakabuda, Avdina, more correctly, Avdina Yumatavel Abanan. I would make a Yom Tov Abanan. Dolomifakid, now I'm not Chayev, the Avdina, and I still do them, Avidna, and I do it. Now, this Tais is speaking. V'im b'makom depotam in adav avaseyu asul varach. If you could tell me that a woman that does mitzvahs, right, is also to make a bracha, so that means we assume Rabbi Yisrael didn't make brachas. Im ken amay avidna yomatav l'rabban yomatav. Why would he make a suda? V'lahu yomachsir mafsid because tzitzis v'lulav v'tfil megillah v'chanukah sukkah v'dalah kiddush. Somebody's a Tais who lifts off because krishma shachas avis kol brachas kulan. Okay, so what? Raminin beperik amaniach, hi man the balam ever chasid lekayim mili the brachas. You want to be a chasid, be mekayim. So he's learning his that it's not just a be. If you have brachas, be mekayim the right way. If you're not gonna make brachas, you're not gonna have that mile of being a chasid. It's not just enough that you do the brachas correctly when you have to do brachas, but there's an inyan to make brachas, right? I once read a story, beautiful story. A Yerushalmi Yid said when he was a kid, he was in cheder. And they said, "Amar Chanin ben Akasha, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lazakas Bnei Yisrael, Fika Chibal Em Tayim Mitzvahs, Hashem Chofetz Man Tzidkas." So a little kid asked his Rebbe in Cheder, he says, "What do you mean, Fika Chibal Em? Forget. If you make it less, it'd be much easier. Right? What are you giving me more?" The Rebbe gave him a patch, like, you know, old-fashioned Rebbe, and he was like very turned off. He said, and he lived in Shaar Ches, and Baruch Hashem, he's walking the streets, he sees Rav Shlomo Zalman in Arbach. So he said, okay, I'll ask Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, this guy. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's such a beautiful story, looked at him and he said, such a good kasha. He's smart. He's such a good kasha. I'll tell you why. You put on shoes every day? Yeah. How do you do it? Is it my right one? So imagine, the Rabbi Mishon could have said, put on shoes anyway. Now you got a mitzvah, hibbalahan. Do the right one first, tie the left one. You get up every morning? Yeah, everybody gets up every morning. But you do negavas, you say moida'ani. You eat every day? Yeah, of course. Eat breakfast. You make brachas. So hibbalahan, tie mitzvahs. Even in the mundane things, everything that we do, hibbalahan. He said that saved his life. He was so upset at the malam, and he wanted to leave cheder. So he saw there are people that, you know, understand. But anyway, upon him, so if I say brachas is a mari de gazach, how could he lose the brachas? A raya that a suma makes brachas. That's what Taisa says. It must be. Otherwise, how could he say, I'm so happy, I don't have to, I do mitzvahs and I'm potter from them, then he wouldn't make a brach. That's what Taisa says. Fine. Then, I guess Taisa says, maybe it's no raya from a suma to a isha. Why? Because a suma, basically, I'm look it up, this Taisa. Taisa says, a suma is chayev in mitzvahs midrabanan. In other places, Taisa says, he says, shelo yia nira kagoy. Aisha's chayev in mitzvahs. Aisha's chayev in mitzvahs, right? So she, okay, because she's potter from this mitzvah, but she has mitzvahs. A woman has mitzvahs. A suma, if you hold suma potter mitzvahs, he has no mitzvahs. He looks like a goy. So if he looks like a goy, Chazal didn't feel it would be correct to leave a suma without doing any mitzvahs. What was that? So the male is chayev in mitzvahs, right?
More than regular mitzvahs.
More?
Regular
mitzvahs. Yeah, in other words, what do you mean?
Suma is putting their bonus more than regular mitzvahs.
I'm not following.
The suma who has a tekana derabanan.
Right, he's chayev in all the mitzvahs.
So he's more than
Isha. Than Isha, yeah, but that doesn't matter. No, an Isha has her mitzvahs, and that's enough to look like a yid. We know we see a woman has mitzvahs that she does. But assume if he's going to walk around like a guy, right? So that's no that. What?
He has no
mitzvahs. So the chazal umachayev a mitzvah. The meila. He can make a bracha, but let's read the Tosfos' lashon. Tosfos says, "That's in other words, then he can make a bracha. Why? Because since he's chayav in mitzvah d'rabbanan, and we know on mitzvah d'rabbanan we make a bracha, right? The Gemara says, by ner Chanukah, lahalik ner shu Chanukah, heichon tzivanu. The Gemara says, because it says a pasuk, right? Yerucha losasum and adava." So memela, you see, you make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it's no raya. A isha that does a mitzvah like lulav, shayfer, sukkah, maybe she doesn't make a bracha. Tais comes out not that way, lalacha, but at this point, Tais says, it's no raya suma to isha. Because a suma is chayv to do this mitzvah, memela, he can make a bracha. So comes along the Turi Evin and Rabbi Kiveger, and what they say comes out the same thing, but they ask it a little different. You have to know why they ask it this way. First, we'll say what Turi Evin says. Turi Evin says, okay, you're telling me that a suma is chayv in mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Why? Oh, so you say, that shouldn't look a goy. But why is he chayv? How can you make him chayv? He's put him in the mitzvahs. Who's mechayv him? Right? The rabbanan says, you're chayv. He says, too bad, I don't want to listen to you. I don't have to listen to you. I'm potter. If Kivega asks a little different. If Kivega asks that, what's a pshat and bracha? You make a bracha, asher kitchar mitzaysav, mitzivanu, from loy sasser, right? And the Rambam says that. If you look at the Rambam Hilchas, if you don't mind, Ava, or, I think it's gone. I think they said it was missing.
Okay.
If it's not there, it's fine.
So isn't
it is there.
So isn't the summa chayav alavim?
What?
Isn't the summa chayav alavim?
Who told you? In Baltimore, they talked about it. Okay, one second. So let's first step by step. So Kiveger says that how could he say the Rambam says a lashon the fikach? How do you understand the bracha, erev and etilas yadayim and megillah? Ashek yitzhar mitzvaysav that in the mitzvahs he told us to listen to the rabbanan lasasor kasher erucha memela. That's the pshat and the bracha. Frekav Kivega, what do you mean I have to listen to Rabbanan? I don't have to listen to the Torah. I don't have any mitzvahs. Right? I have no mitzvahs, so why am I mechuyev? So because of this kasha, both Rabbi Kivega and the Turi Evin say, big yesod, what Rabbi David said, that a suma is chayev in loisa says. That when Tosfos says that he's chayev darbanan, Tosfos is assuming, it's not a chiddush, Tosfos is assuming all along that a suma, when it says suma pata mitzvah, means mitzvah says. But loisa says chayev. We said that they mom chayev and shouldn't look like a goy. Sitting around on Shabbos and watching TV without a remote control is not called exactly looking like a Jew. A goyim do that too. They sit around, do nothing, right?
So, tarfus,
what?
But eating tarfus for your diet,
and good. So you don't really know, you see a guy eating a steak. You don't see that it. You know, yeah. But that's not enough to show you yid. A guy eats tarfus. Right, doesn't eat tarfus, you don't see anything, it's a sheval tasa. But mitzvah say, you see him wearing tefillin, you see him eating matzah, you see him, and so forth. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. And both the Turi Evan and Rabbi Kivega say the same chiddush. Rabbi Kivega adds to that, though. He says, once I according to what I said, comes out of Megadik a chiddush. And Bemis Rishenim talk about this. Rishayim talk about this. There's Rishayim, the Rashman, Bava Kama, Sefer Machvir, and Menchus Chinuch brings them. Other Rishayim. Rav Kivega himself brings the Sefer Machvir. But one day we'll talk about the Rishayim that say this. But he says, the Rav Kivega and the Torah, the Chayev in Loisa says. Okay? Meila Zokt Rav Kivega, since I came out, that the Chayev in Loisa says. So we know that women are Chayev in Matzah. Why is that? Or Kiddush. Let's start with Kiddush. Zohar Veshama. Called Shiesh and Shmiras Yesh and Shechira. Ah, so if a Suma is Chayev in Shmiras Shabbos, according to what I'm saying, he should be Chayev in Kiddush too. Women are Chayev in Matzah. Why? Lasoichel Chametz, Shivas Yamim Toichel of Matzahs. Meila should you come out, they should be Chayev also in Matzah. So if Kivega comes out in the Tshuva there, and in Shulchan Aruch, maybe next week we'll be able to photos that we'll do inside, that even if you hold Suma Pata Mitzahs, and it's Chayvan A, Chayvan Lavan. It's based on this Tosfos. Once you say it's Chayvan Lavan, you also say it's Chayvan Matzah and Kiddush. We'll stop here. We'll leave you off with a good kash in case you have a bar mitzvah this week. Here's the kash. Rav Shloima mentioned the Yamshev Shloima. So that why do we make Sudas bar mitzvah? Because the kid becomes a mitzvah v'aisa. So very happy. He became mitzvah v'aisa. So I once saw the sefer. I wasn't looking. Somebody told me about it, so I looked it up. The Grach Noah, Reb Chaim Noah, he was Yerushalmi Lubavitcher, and he was a bar plukta of Chazanish as far as Shiurim. There's a whole safe against Chazanish's Shiurim. You do a stipler wrote against him, but he was a big. I knew his grandson learned with me in yeshiva, 50 years ago, and he was a very big person. But he has a safe called Ktzais HaShulchan. It's like the Lubavitcher, I think, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I think so. And in there, he brings a kasha he heard from Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, from Shuleib's son, the Meryl Diskin's son, Meryl Dik Akasha. And he says, on this Yamshe Shleima, he said, the Gemara says in Erevin, okay, Shia, remember, that the Hanamach Loikis, Mutav Adam Shenivra, or Mutav Shaloi Nivra. Is it better to be created? Now, it's also Lantis Avad doesn't mean, it means is that how you would look at things. How do we know it's not true? But the Gemara has a machloikis, b'sham b'tzil, and then the Gemara says nimnu v'gamru. They nimnu v'gamru sounds like they took a vote, and they said, you know, mutav la'adam shaloi nivra m'shenivra va'achshav shenivra yifash b'sh b'maisav b'sil sishon brings it. Zok the marsha, meridik marsha. Nimnu v'gamru doesn't mean they took a vote. They counted. They said there are 248 mitzvahs. There are 365 lavin. So therefore, it's much easier to trip over. You don't have enough mitzvahs. If you don't have enough mitzvahs, you have more lavin. It's very hard to be a good Jew. So mutav shalaniv. He says, wait a minute. This suma, according to Bikiveger, he was chayiv in Turi Evan. He was chayiv in lavin, but he's part of mitzvahs. 365. So now he said, oh, if somebody would tell me that I'm chayiv, I'd be very happy. Why? Because now at least I have 248 mitzvahs. So it's not as many, but at least it offsets. But this cotton, what was he chayiv before he was a gadol? Absolutely zero. On him, we could say the Gemara, mutav shaloi nivra, stay the way you are. Why are you so happy? Why you think akasha? The Summa has 365 lavin, so now he should be happy to get 248 mitzvahs. But so that's a vidna yumatavel rabbanan, vidna yomatavel rabbanan. But the cotton, who was not chayven any mitzvahs, maybe it's taka bet he should stay mad that way. That's what Yitzhak Rucham is asking.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.